The Mishnah tells us, in the end of Maseches Makis, in Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, Rabbi Chananya ben Akashya Omer, Rotzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakei Yisrael Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to grant Schusim to Klal Yisrael, Lefikach Hirbo Lehem Teiro Mitzvahs. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them an abundance of Torah and mitzvahs, Shnemar Hashem Chofetz Laman Tzidko Yagdol Torah V'yad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have Klal Yisrael accrue the schusim that they are able to compile during their lifetimes, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a tremendous amount of mitzvahs to enable them to actually earn the reward that He wants to give them L'Olam Haba. So what's Pashup Pshat in this Mishnah? Pashup Pshat is that, you know, He could have settled by giving them only a few mitzvahs, but He wanted to give them many mitzvahs, because now we have more opportunity to, rack up the schusim in order to earn ourselves a high spot in Olam Haba. The Rambam has a different interpretation of this Mishnah. And the Rambam says, the fakert, when you give them a lot of mitzvahs, you ensure that at least one mitzvah they'll do with completely altruistic motivations, and they'll do it completely lishma, without any interference, without any impediment, any mixture of shalei lishma involved in the kiyum mitzvah. And therefore, the Rambam learns, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakeis Yisrael Lefikach Hirbo Lehem Torah Mitzvahs, in order to make sure that at least one mitzvah is full and complete and with the shlemos, in order to avoid any mixture of anything that will impede on the performance of the mitzvah. That is the shita of the Rambam. Now, there's an interesting piece from the Goyin, where the Goyin has a little bit of a different take. The Goyin learns a different pshat in Rotzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakeis and Yisrael Lefikach Hirbo Lehem Torah Mitzvahs. How does the Goyin learn? Says the Goyin, it's not mistaver that the Torah only has 613 mitzvahs, and the way you would assume the count goes from the beginning of the Torah to the end, until Parshas Boy, there are only a few mitzvahs. There's Pru Urvu, there's the mitzvah of Milah, the very, very few mitzvahs that you find in the Torah, you know, the first whole, you know, several Parshas in the Torah. Very, very, very few mitzvahs. And the Goyin learns that it's very not mistaver. So how does the Goyin learn this Gemara? And the Goyin says as follows. It's brought down by the brother of the Goyin and his Sefer. The Goyin says that Avada, there are many, many mitzvahs, and the Torah is compared to an eitz, a tree, where the tree has many, many branches, and in each branch there's many fruits, and in each bruise there's many seeds, and it's something that's, you know, it's very continuous, and the more you peel, the more layers you find, every single nekuda is another mitzvah, and the Torah has many, many, many more mitzvahs than 613 mitzvahs. Every ois of the Torah, every drasha, is a new mitzvah, and a new mitzvah, and a new kiyum mitzvah. That's the shita of the Vilna Goyin. So what's the taryag mitzvahs that the Torah, that the Gemara in Makkos tells us about, and that all of the Mayne mitzvahs are busy with? So the Goyin says something, that the truth is that Rabbeinu Bechai says the same thing on the Ala Torah. And that is, that the 613 mitzvahs are not the actual mitzvahs that we have. The mitzvahs that we have are many, many more. 613 represents the number of yesoides, of fundamentals, of categories of mitzvah. And in those categories, it can be broken down into many different layers and mitzvahs that can be compiled within the count of 613. That is the shita of the Goyin. Memeila zok the Goyin, every single word of Torah that you learn is another kiyum mitzvah, and that's what it means. This Gemara, Lefikach Hirbo Lehem Torah Mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an abundance of Torah Mitzvahs, which means that it's not necessarily true that you could only be Mekayim the Mitzvah when you're Mekayim one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. Rather, every single word of Torah contains within it a new mitzvah. That's the Shita of the Goyin. And the Goyin says a very interesting line. The Goyin says that there's no real difference between the 613 mitzvahs and the other mitzvahs that are not included in the actual list of Taryag mitzvahs. Because he says, what's the difference? If it's the shrushim, the, you know, the main categories of the mitzvahs, or just a subcategory. L'chayra, there's no nafkamina. There's no nafkamina. So the Goyin seems to, you know, downplay the list of Taryag mitzvahs that we find in the Gemara. And he's basically saying that Taryag mitzvahs just represents the general categories, but there's no real distinction on a practical level between the Taryag mitzvahs and the other mitzvahs that are contained within each part of the Torah. Now, even though the Goyin seems to say that there's no real nafkamina lamaisa from the fact that there's Taryag mitzvahs versus all the other mitzvahs that are, you know, deep in the confines of the Psukim and in the different parashiyos in the Torah, Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlau and others raise a very important point when it comes to distinguishing between the list of Taryag and the other mitzvahs that you might fulfill. And Yochum Fishel explains that so many things are only considered a mitzvah because your count is deficient in the list of Taryag. In other words, the Rishonim have a very fundamental dispute as to what should be included in the list of Taryag mitzvahs. The Rambam has his list, Rabbi Nusadiya Goyin has his, the Bahag has his. All the Rishonim, all the Mani mitzvahs have their list of mitzvahs that are included in the Taryag and the 613 mitzvahs. The Chinuch has his list. It makes a tremendous nafgamina on what is part of the Taryag mitzvahs to know how many you have left. For example, there's an issur in the Torah of Leisikrivu Legali Sarvos. Leisikrivu, that, you know, we're not allowed to have relations with one of the arayas in the Torah. You're not allowed to have relations with a person's sister, with his mother, with his daughter, etc. At the end of the parsha of arayas, after all of the different relationships that are delineated are clearly outlined as being usur, the Torah says Leisikrivu. So what does it mean, Leisikrivu? Don't come close to an erva. So there's a Machlokes Rishonim, very famous Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam holds that it's a lav of hugging or kissing an erva, aside from the actual Maisa Biyah. And the Ramban holds that no, it is just a chazara on the general category, and Leisikrivu is going back on the entire parsha of Arayis that was already delineated above. That is the shita of the Ramban. Now, what's pshat in the machlekes? What's behind this machlekes? Whether Leisikrivu is asuring midaraisa for a person to hug an ishus ish, or hug any other erva, or kiss any other erva, what's behind this machlekes? The answer is, it all boils down to what was included in the list of Taryag mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, he was missing one of the mitzvahs, and therefore he was justified in adding Leisikrivu to his list of Taryag, and therefore it becomes Osir Midaraisa to hug an Eishes Ish, to kiss an Eishes Ish, or to hug and kiss any other Erva. However, when it comes to the Shita of the Ramban, that list was already used up for other mitzvahs, and therefore Leisikrivu cannot be establishing a new mitzvah. Rather, it must be reiterating on the entire parsha and telling us Leisikrivu as a general klal, not actually implementing a new mitzvah. So again, the nafkamina of what is included in the Taryag mitzvahs is very pertinent, lamaisa, because you have to know what's in fact considered a mitzvah, what's not considered a mitzvah. You know, some of the main mitzvahs considered v'achalta basar a mitzvah, to eat meat. Other Rishonim say no, that's just telling us about the eating of meat, and it's not actually being mechadish to us a mitzvah. The pasuk says, "Layumsu avos al banim." What does it mean, "Layumsu avos al banim"? So some Rishonim hold the Rambam, you're not allowed to accept edus from your korei. If you're a dayan and you're adjudicating a case in Bezdin, you're not allowed. There's an iser for a person to accept edus from a relative of his. Layumsu avos al banim. Other Rishonim disagree. Other Rishonim understand that it's not an Isser. The Torah is not saying it's Osir for the Dayan to accept Eidus from his relative. Rather, what the Torah is telling us is that it's ineffective, that you cannot, it doesn't work if you accept Eidus from your Karev. Now, what's the machlekes? Is it telling us a lav, or is it just telling us that it wouldn't work if you went ahead and you accepted the Eidus? It might be tali in the list of Tayag Mitzvahs. If you understand that Tayag Mitzvahs is already used up when it comes to the words lo yimsu avos abonim, and the Tayag Mitzvahs already had been established with respect to other psukim in the Torah, then obviously lo yimsu avos abonim cannot be used as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, and all it's telling you is that it doesn't work if you accept the testimony from your relative. Masha'en kein, if you understand that in fact it's not used up, and you do have an extra mitzvah, then layimsu avos abonim could be, in fact, establishing a new lav. Don't accept testimony from your relative, and you're even a lav if you do. So again, so even though the goyim seems to say that there's no real distinction in whether or not you consider something part of the list of tayag or not, because everything is a mitzvah, and it's just a shayla of whether it's a category or it's a subcategory, but Lamaisa Yerucham Fishel is telling us that there is a tremendous nafkumina as to what's considered as part of the list of Tayag and what's not considered part of the list of Tayag, and that is whether or not certain psukim could be learnt up as telling us a new mitzvah, or they're merely just telling us something that either is a general chazara on the previous parasha, or just a statement, or an invalidation, but not actually being mechadesh alav in the Torah.